This is Amy Kraus interviewing Emma Fass at her house, sponsored by Chesaning High School Honors English Class, sophomore, on January 4th, 1989. My interview is on laundry chemicals.
A what?
On laundry chemicals.
Yes.
That you might have used when, or your mother might have used when she was younger. Okay, my first question is, what was a typical laundry day like? Like the day that you did the wash? Like, how did you do it? Do your laundry?
I mean, they used to make soap?
No, what was a typical laundry day? The day you did the washing, what did you do? What was a typical day?
Well, that you scrubbed it on the board when I was younger.
Okay, you brought in the wash boiler, you filled it with water.
Yes, okay. Put in a bar of soap in the wash boiler. And, well, sometimes they add little barks to make it whiter, you know. And then you rubbed your clothes on a washboard. Or, yes, they did have makeshifts of washing machines that you turned a crank or you pulled a lever forward and back, but most of the time you scrubbed it on the board, and then, like the towels and that, you'd boil them in that water, and then rinse them. After you rubbed them on the board, you'd boil them, and then you'd rinse them. And of course, naturally, hang them out outside. That was the only place, you know, that you had no way to dry them any other way. Regardless of how cold it was, you dried your clothes outside. And that was about an all day's job, you know what I mean? By the time you rub it all, and then you had your, if you had a wringer, all right, you'd turn the crank and put them through the wringer, and if you didn't, you'd run them out by hand. So much different than today.
Yeah, very much different. Okay, what types of chemicals, did you use to wash, like the soap? What kind of soap did you
well,
use?
Well, and first, of course, most people used a homemade soap, mm-hmm. or one that the man used to gather up. He'd save the wood ashes mm-hmm. for him, the good clean wood ashes, and then he would take it, or gather it up and take it home and make soap out of it. But they didn't have too many other chemicals to add. There was no such a thing as any detergents or anything mm-hmm. like that. It was just, as I say, you dissolved your soap in your boiler of water
okay.
on the stove.
The ashes he made lye out of, and
yeah.
that was added.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't use the ashes to make the soap.
Yeah, lye. Okay.
Okay. The lye, we made our own lye, and when I was first here, that we had a barrel that was up on a standard. And you'd put in your clean wood ashes in there when the barrel was full, and they had a little openings in the bottom, little holes in the bottom of it, and then your container underneath, and you poured water on there. And when it got down through, it was lye. And that's what you used to make it lye. And, people saved their meat fryings and things that they didn't use, lard in it that they didn't use. And that's mixed it with this lye is what made the soap.
That makes sense. Okay. What different types of soaps did you make? I mean, you had laundry soaps, but for washing dishes or something. What kind of soap would you use for that? Would you use the same thing?
We'd use that kind for washing dishes. We didn't use it as a hand soap that you bought, but we used the same kind for washing dishes as you did for laundry soap.
Okay. Okay, what ways can you recall that you or your mother used, to remove stains? Were there any, turpentine or anything like that that you used?
Turpentine is what they used to remove stains from wool clothes.
Wool clothes?
Wool clothes, that was what the main thing to use to remove the stains from wool clothes. Other clothes, all you did was put on more soap and rubbed it.
Okay. How about ink stains? Is that the same thing? Just soap And water?
That, you didn't get up very easy.
No?
That was very hard. You might lighten it to know what I mean, change the color a little bit, but it was very, very hard to get out.
Like in bleaching, like linens and stuff that had been yellowed, how did you handle that? Bleaching linens or anything that had been yellowed? Was there a way to do that?
Well, there wasn't, in earlier times, there really wasn't any chemicals that you buy. Like mm-hmm. I said, you just merely make your soap stronger,
mm-hmm.
you know, and wash it in stronger soap to change, you know, to get out mm-hmm. Like fruit stains and vegetable stains and things like that.
Did boiling take it out?
Yeah, boiling would take out some too.
Boiling?
As I say, and then they'd add some borax to it, powdered borax,
mm-hmm.
B-O-R-A-X, borax, powdered borax.
Okay. What was that exactly? Borax?
The borax?
Yeah.
It was a powder that you would buy.
Okay. How about, if you had colored goods, how could you prevent the colors from, running? Did you wash, certain colors separate? Like you would today, except how did you handle that? I mean, did you have to dump out your water when you were done washing something so it wouldn't stain everything else?
For colors?
Yeah.
Well, for that, so you washed your colors separate, you know, not with their white. You washed your colors, and they used vinegar in the water to set colors, because the colors were not so good. They faded, you know, quite easily. But they used vinegar in water and soaked their colors in that to set the color, so that they didn't fade out as fast.
Okay. Was there anything else that they used besides vinegar?
No, nothing that I would know of.
Okay. How did you starch things? Starch? Yeah.
Well, in the beginning they used flour. Just ordinary flour and put boiling water, or moistened it, then put boiling water on it, and they used that as a starch.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, finally, Argo starch came on the market, and then of course everybody used that.
Okay. If you were cleaning a really fine fabric like silk, how would you handle that?
Well, they used that, but as I said, you just use your soap more sparingly. They had no special in the beginning. After a while, of course, and there was soap powders came on the market, and Lux and
mm-hmm.
some of those. But before that, you just was more careful with it and didn't use as strong, because the soap that was made with the lye is quite strong.
Mm-hmm.
You probably didn't have any silk, huh?
Huh?
You probably didn't have any silk.
No, we didn't have any silk. That's true.
Right.
And the silks, the first silks were not washable.
Not at all?
No.
Oh, goodness. Okay. How about ironing? How did you handle ironing?
Well, yeah, ironed then we had what they call the side irons,
mm-hmm.
and you'd heat them on your stove, you know, and you'd iron with them until they got cool and have set them back on the stove. You'd have a whole bunch of them on the stove, so that you'd keep changing them, you know. And of course, I had to watch out if they were a little bit too hot. Why, that was bad too.
How did you handle ironing day? Was there a separate day for ironing?
What's that?
How did you handle ironing day? Was it the day after you washed? Did you have an ironing day? A set day?
Did you do your ironing the next day, usually?
Yes. Well, you dampened it the same as you do, you know, most of them now, and then we iron it the next day.
Did it take all day?
Well, yes, if you had a family and had a big work, it did take all
day.
Had an ironing board that you laid one end on the table and the other end on a chair. They didn't have standards like we do now, and like they have had for quite a few years, but in the beginning that was the kind that everybody had.
Mm-hmm.
Just a board that was covered, you know, with a material, and like I say, you put one end on the chair and the other one on the table.
Okay, how about buttermilk? Did you ever use buttermilk for anything?
Well, buttermilk will bleach too, yes, it will. Mm-hmm. Or it will take out stains.
Okay, were there any chemicals, like, besides turpentine that were ever used for special things? Like, well, I wouldn't know. But, kerosene, yeah. Did you ever use, like, kerosene or anything to get stuff out? Or I read about gasoline. Did people actually use gasoline?
Well, people used to rinse in gasoline in later years. And they used to, yes, they used to use kerosene, too, to take out some of like oil or, yes, like oil or for lift, like they
grease
it on their clothes when they're working on farm stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kerosene would take out some oils out of those, and then you'd have to wash it after that.
Mm-hmm. Would gasoline be similar to the dry cleaning fluids?
It would be.
I mean, was it used similarly?
Yeah. Well, they used to say you wash it in gasoline, and then, you know, you couldn't wash it after that. I mean, you didn't, because that was the materials that didn't wash. Because there used to be more materials that you couldn't wash, you know, than there is today.
All right. How about mildew? Like, how did you get mildew out of things?
Well, now... I was going to say, buttermilk or sour milk will take out mildew.
Was there anything else? Like, what process did you have to use to get it out?
Well, you just dampen it with that and then leave it lay. And if it didn't take it out the first time, you'd put on some more.
Okay. Are there any, like, tested, tried, and true methods of washing or removing stains that you still would use today at all?
You use any of those methods today? Do you still use any of those?
No.
No.
Because you get stain remover, you know, everybody
yeah.
can get that, so you just don't use them anymore.
Okay.
They did have dry cleaners back how many years ago?
Oh, they had them a long time ago because your wool clothes, you know, were not washable. If they did, you had to be very, very careful in washing wool because it would shrink so. And so there's been dry cleaners as long as I can remember. And that's how you had your winter coats and, your wool dresses and things, because as I said, they didn't wash. You had to be very careful because they would shrink
mm-hmm.
so much if you didn't get them washed, or, you know, if you try to wash them.
Okay.
Ivory soap was one of the first ones, too. And what were you... That one we talked about? Gold Dust Twins. That was a soap. That was one of the first powders that came out.
Mm-hmm.
The Gold Dust Twins, the box had two little colored children on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the first ones came out. And that was then used for finer materials, you know, when that first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then and naturally they just keep coming with better ones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first ones that I can remember that came on the market.
Is lye soap really, really harsh? Is that a strong, harsh soap?
Is lye soap harsh? Is it strong?
Yeah, it is strong. It cleans well, you know what I mean? It cleans your clothes and they used to use it a lot because years ago everybody had a wood floor, you know, in your kitchen and like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they used to use it, you know, to scrub the floor with a scrub brush
mm-hmm.
and that kind of soap.
What were your hands like? What were your hands like at the end of a wash day?
Well, it wasn't too bad, really.
You were acclimated to it.
Huh? Yeah, I guess that was it. From younger on, you grew up with it.
Yeah. And I have another question. You mentioned buttermilk is a good bleach. How did you do that? Did you just pour a lot of buttermilk in a vat, or
and just took the buttermilk and moistened that where the stain was or whatever, you know, what mm-hmm. you wanted to bleach, or the whole material. Mm-hmm. You'd soak it in the buttermilk. Because, you see, buttermilk has an acid in it, and so that would be the, it would do the bleaching. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But did you soak things in buttermilk, like the tub of water would have buttermilk in it, and you'd soak things in it? Or?
Well, usually, you know, you didn't have anything, and so I usually soaked it in a dishpan or something like that.
And then another question, what about disinfectants? Like a sick room in a home, if someone had a contagious disease, I remember hearing that people use disinfectants. Do you know
everything
what they would...
Carbolic acid.
Carbolic acid. And would that have been put in the wash water?
Yeah, you didn't have to use an awful lot. It was just as strong with carbolic acid, but the odor of it, it would stay so in them. It wasn't too long. Well, I say too long, but after a while, of course, naturally they come with others. But that's what you used to use as a disinfectant, was carbolic acid. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that a strong acid?
Well,
I don't know what it's...
Yes, you'd only use a few drops, you know what mm-hmm. I mean. You wouldn't use very much. Mm-hmm. You just put a few drops of it in a water, or just, you know, to use it to... wash or the material, the bedding and things like that. Mm-hmm. You'd have to use very much.
Mm-hmm. Is it stronger than chlorine bleach today?
Oh yes, that is. It would be more poisonous.
Yeah.
I don't know about. I don't think it would mm-hmm. burn anymore. But mm-hmm. it does. A carbolic burn mm-hmm. is bad for your hands and that. Mm-hmm. But you'd only use a few drops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet.
You always use bluing in the rinse water, or the white clothes.
Oh, that's right. Mm. Used to buy bluing.
Mm-hmm. Little boy bluing, wasn't it?
Yeah, little boy bluing. She was always around when he was working, so she remembers a lot of it, too. Scouring powders for the scour things, you know, whether the Bon Ami and Old Dutch Cleanser. You probably remember those too. And Fell's Naphtha soap, though, has been out a long, long time too. Mm-hmm. And that has some, like gasoline or something in it, you know, the yeah. smell of it, you know. Mm-hmm.
It has naphtha in it. Mm-hmm. Mm. People's home library. It has everything from a doctor book to we looked the other day, 1915. Mm-hmm. So.
You know, when they use some of those chemicals, like carbolic acid, there must have been fumes. They would have had to do that outside, wouldn't they?
No, they didn't, because like I said, they use it for if in sickness, you know, like to disinfect the room. They would put it and have some in something, but as I said, they used it very little. They used it by the drop, because it was a poison of it. It wasn't, you know, that otherwise, but it was poisonous to people, very poisonous, and so then that's what they used for. No, they use things like that for, you know, but they have a pleasant odor, not, you know, not as strong.
These kinds of books are so interesting.
Yeah,
hogs,
poultry.
Oh my goodness, look at this. You could clean that. Oh, everybody wore a hat. If you notice, you see pictures of years ago, you know, everybody wore a hat no matter where they went.
Mm-hmm. And what did you say you cleaned them with?
What's that?
What did you say you cleaned them with?
You used turpentine to get the, like the oil from the hair, you know, that gets on around the edge of that. She used turpentine to clean it.
To cut that.
Mm-hmm. And if it was strong, why you used soap. Mm-hmm. You know, soap and but sparingly, you know, just enough so that you know that you could get washed off.
Some liniment, so I was looking.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. That's interesting.
And you wonder we can't find it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amy's always interested in liniments. She likes animals. Those are for humans, aren't they?
Oh, was it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you had a wash machine, it was fine. If you didn't, you done that same way. You just rubbed it by hand, and most everybody did have a hand wringer, you know, that you had to turn it by hand, you know, to, of course, it was hard work with a comforter, because, but that was the way you washed it, just like you did anything else. You'd rub it on the board, take it and rub it a little ways, and move it along a little ways, and it took a long time to wash one.
Now here's a recipe for a washing fluid. It's 1 box of lye and 5 cents worth of borax.
Yeah.
And salts of tartar and dry ammonia. Dissolve in 2 gallons of hot water. Take off fire before putting in ammonia. To be used in boiling suds.
Do you think things were cleaner back then?
Well, I don't think so. People weren't. They didn't worry so much about sanitary because it would, how would you do it? You know what I mean? You just had it. Mm-hmm. Now you didn't wash your comforters every year like you do your blankets and things now. You know, you just washed them. You know, as it really was necessary. You hung them out on the line and aired them out.
Yeah.
Whenever you clean house, you know you. The lines were all full of blankets and quilts and things, you know, that you'd air them, but you wouldn't wash them every year.
Mm-hmm. Orange juice is a good, it's fun to be a good polish for patent leather.
Being the carpet, you used to put the cabbage on it?
Oh, yeah. When you used to have these carpets, you know, too, that you couldn't wash, you know, because they would fade or, you know, the colors would run. My mother-in-law used to take cabbage and cut it up fine and sprinkle it on the all over the carpet, then sweep it up. And you'd be surprised how that would clean that carpet.
Much
worse, you know, they would smoke so easy. And you didn't get your wick trimmed just right, you know. I had to smoke on one corner and wash your lamp chimneys every day.
What did you use to wash them?
Homemade soap.
Lye soap.
What did I ask? It says here about taking away the bad smell of clothing to wrap it in lightly and bury it in the ground. Do you remember doing that?
I can't remember if we do, but I know that people did. That when, because, well, it, they're one of the wild animals that are around, you know, and that is that smell you can't get out, and I don't know, but you can with putting and burying them in the ground.
From skunks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you, this would mean, now, like, sometimes if you have a wool or that kind of clothing stored for a while, it's very hard to get the odor out of wools. And that was what people would do, but they would be able to bury it in a sand, you know, that that wouldn't be moist. Sand is, you know, if you know what sand is, it's soft.
Mm-hmm. You know, and dry, it wouldn't
dry,
stick to
it.
It
wouldn't stick like other material, or other dirt.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I never heard of doing that.
Or anything like that. The only way you knew or found out about these is to be reading them somewhere. Mm-hmm. So there was always a lot of those kind of books, you know, for sale, mm-hmm. you know, to tell you, like, this is a really a home library, you know, the book that has so many things in it. It's hard to find what you want.
And where did you get the book? Or where did Grandma get the book from?
Well, they used to go through the country and sell them, for one thing. They used to come through and sell books, and they'd come through and sell, you know, shrubs and fruit trees and things. They'd travel through the country and sell them.
How about wallpaper? How did people clean wallpaper?
Wallpaper?
Yeah.
They mixed dough, flour and water, made dough, and cleaned it that way.
Just like smeared it on?
No, it was stiff enough. It was real stiff, you know, and then you'd rub it over and then turn your dough so just put the dirt side in and then... You'd have to rub it up and down and have to be careful how you done it, or they'd be streaking too. You know, it wasn't easy. But then it wasn't too long. Of course, they came out of the wallpaper cleaner. It was used the same way. But people made their own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about windows? How would you clean windows?
Ammonia and water.
Ammonia? What did you use? Rags or paper or to clean them?
Oh no, there was no paper towels. But you used your own towels or old cloth, you know, or clean cloth. But you that's what most people use to wash the windows. Or you even use soap and water, but you can't do as good a job. But mm-hmm. you use a little ammonia and water. That was the first thing that we'd grab if you cut your fingers or anything, or, you know, use turpentine. That was what they used, you know, to heal it.
Ouchie.
Yeah, right.
What I mean? Because they used to use kerosene, too, for sore throat.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how strong it is, but I know I've heard of it, but we hear it. Like I said, there wasn't all those things, and people just didn't have it, and they didn't know what to use, you know, and they just would... One of them handed down from one generation to the other, I guess. It was what they... And my mother-in-law was German, and she came from Germany, and of course they were great for a lot of, you know, home remedies. I don't know why, but it seemed like they were. Maybe other nationalities were too, but I know they were. But I know they talked about using kerosene for sore throat. Mm. I suppose gargled with it. I don't think probably would gargle with it.
Yeah.
For cleaning, you know what I mean? It makes the...
Well, all you used was lye and lard.
That was the only thing you made.
So it does something to the lard.
It gets a chemical change in the lard then that makes you see that as you're cleaning.
And the chemical, I remember the lye being very strong, because like I said, I remember you mixing it, the lye and the water, and the wooden stick you stirred it with got kind of eaten, kind of fuzzy looking after a while. Before you did you melt the lard, or was it cold when you put it in?
No, you melted the lard, and then of course, when they made their own lye, you know what I meant. But in the other way, you dissolved your lye in a certain part of water, and you stirred that in and kept stirring it until it thickened. And then you poured it into a container, and when it got real hard, then when you cut it in your squares, or, you know.
Felt like fudge, you know, when it got hard, right, then you'd cut it into squares. Yeah, because I can remember pouring it like in a dish pan, and then you'd cut it with a butcher knife into bars like the size of...
But it's the chemical change between of the lye and the lard. People, you know, would get more meat frying and things. Years ago, of course, especially out in the country, your pork was your main meat, mm-hmm. and you'd always have more lard than what you could use, mm-hmm. and so you always saved that, and about once or twice a year, you'd make soap. If you wanted, you could use a little oil of lavender or something in, if you want, you know, for a nice odor to it. We never bothered. We just always used it like it was. Go around every so often and gather this ashes, and he'd make soap. And for every, either three or five, I can't remember, bushels of ashes, you'd get one bar of soap. You know, then he'd have his soap, and you'd get, you know, the soap. But, like I said, it had to be good, clean wood ashes. Mm-hmm. You didn't burn papers or any garbage of any kind. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd have to say just the good, clean ashes. Mm-hmm. But, of course, there was a lot of it because people, most everybody burned wood. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but in the summertime, when it wasn't nice weather, why, his wife would ride with him. You know? Into the boiler.
You'd shave it into it?
Mm-hmm. Then you'd stir it with a wooden paddle so that it, you know, to dissolve it.
Smells clean.
I smell it. It does. It does.
We didn't want to waste anything, so that's why I say they saved the lard that they didn't use, and then and made their another thing they made out of used to use lye for was for to make pretzels. They used that, didn't use an awful lot of it either, you know, but you'd, I wouldn't know how much they did use, but they'd use some lye in water, and you had a certain dough that you made in these pretzels, and you put them into the lye, boiling lye, until they would float, and then you'd take them out and put them on your baking sheet, with a little salt on it, and brown them. So I don't know what they use today on the pretzels that they have, but that's the way they used to make them.
Oh my goodness.